Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
And welcome to the half hour radio program. It's all about connecting you, the listener, and or podcast listener. I guess they're both listeners, radio show or podcast,
but just different kinds.
Connecting whoever may be hearing via whatever method to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite negotiating which platform you might be listening on, we focus on five priorities in our area. And those five priorities, Ashley, myself, the entire Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County team, the priorities are: one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we focus on those priorities, we develop and fund programs in those areas that reach, or I should say, are available to all children and families in St. Lucie County.
Yes. And this year we are working with 53 programs in our community, which sounds like a lot when we talk about it that way. But they are reaching, or on target to reach, I guess, more than 40,000 children in our community, which is amazing. We're really excited about that. And in addition to listening to the show, so you can learn more about what those programs are doing, you can also get information on our website at csclc.org. We also have printed family guides where if you have a place that you could distribute them or put them in your lobby or share with your congregation members, we can always get those out to you. And I'm happy to say too, I think we've mentioned this on the show before, but we are in the process of translating those family guides into Spanish, Creole, and Portuguese. So we will have those available shortly. If that is something that you are interested in, let us know. So we'll make sure as soon as they get here, we can get some out to you.
You know, I can't help but notice two things. One, I just want to acknowledge on how well I'm saying the word community now. I've worked on that over a couple of years. I feel like I can say it with relative confidence, especially when your show is called Community Connections. It helps to be able to enunciate
the word community, right?
Right. The other thing I've noticed when you talk about information, you often forget about my favorite platform. That's sarcasm. The Book of Face, or Facebook as all the cool kids call it.
The Book of Face. That's true. I don't forget about it. It's just at the bottom of my list.
And this segment is sponsored by Meta, the Facebook. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, for real. No, we do share a lot of information on Facebook, and it varies. It's sometimes fun events that are happening for community, for families in the community. Sometimes it's important information that we're sharing. It kind of runs all around, runs the gamut of what we share on our Facebook page, but it is a really good way to stay in touch with us. And actually, we get a lot of people that ask us questions there too.
I know. That's why we got to bring it up. The Book of Face or Facebook.
Yeah.
I think we also, if we're going down to social media, I don't know what the word is, the social media slide, if you will. We also have to remind everybody that we are also on Instagram, which has a little bit different flavor than Facebook because it's a little bit more, dare I say, fun?
A little more behind the scenes, I guess.
More pictures, less text. How about that?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
We also have to say, you know, we're getting close to the holidays. We just finished Thanksgiving. I think that we say this almost on every show because it's worthwhile sharing on every show, but I'm going to say it again. We have to thank Larry and Alice Lee and the entire team at WFLM, The Flame. They don't have to let our little show on the FM station, but they made that commitment and they've stuck with it. And I think it's just a sign of their commitment to the community. And we're grateful to be able to join you on the air, if you will, every Sunday. And it's because of that partnership.
Absolutely.
So the holidays are around the corner.
They are. I know. Please don't remind me. I'm not done shopping yet.
I know. I haven't even done shopping. God. I like that. Assumes that you started. Congratulations. I haven't even shifted that gear yet. Still working on the finances and just trying to get kids through, you know, finals week and whatnot. You know, it's the holiday season coming around because we have our 11th annual Sounds of the Season concert on Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m. Again, Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sunrise Theater. And we say all that because this guy is in the normal event planning stage where I'm convinced nobody's coming. So prove me wrong. Prove us wrong by grabbing your tickets at the Sunrise box office to see, again, if you're not familiar with Sounds of the Season. It is really a spotlight of our youth. Four of our funded programs will be performing, obviously, holiday sounds to kind of get you in the spirit. It's a family-free event, and it's going to feature performances by Boys and Girls Club, End It, Pay Center for Girls, and the Future Generations Drumline, and perhaps, if I'm lucky, a solo by Ashley.
No. All right, that was not out of five, on your Christmas bad. List for this year. I will say I had the opportunity over the weekend to take my family to the Fort Pierce Christmas Parade, which we always do. It's one of our traditions. But we sat in a different spot than we normally do this year. And so we couldn't, normally we can see the floats as they're coming, like the people as they're coming down. But we were near a corner, so we could hear them before we could see them. And when the drum line was coming, I elbowed my cousin sitting next to me, and I was like, you know that song? Because it was one of the ones they play often at our concert. And so I was dancing in my seat when Future Generations was coming by. So it's absolutely worth just that performance to come to the concert.
Did you jump up and start playing with them?
No, I didn't, but I did wave.
Oh, well, that's good. That counts.
Yeah. For sure. So just to reiterate what Sean said, tickets are available now. They are free. Please go get them so Sean doesn't feel sad that we do not have a full theater.
Yeah, there you go. Don't come to celebrate youth. Just make sure that Sean doesn't feel sad. Whatever gets you there, it gets you there.
Yes.
And maybe come because who knows, maybe this year will be the year that I convince Ashley to sing. We were somewhere. I don't remember where was it. And I remember thinking, I heard Ashley sing a little bit. Maybe like the Star Spangled Banner somewhere or something? No. I'm trying to think of where it was. Not that you were singing solo, but I do remember thinking, oh, I don't know what we were doing, but I remember thinking, I heard you sing. I was like, she really can sing. And yes, we're going to get her to sing at the concert.
No clue.
All right. Before we get to our guest who's waiting patiently, this has come up personally for a couple of people that I know. I'm going to remind everybody there's a wonderful program in our community called Supporting Families in Crisis. It is for any family that's having any type of family struggle. It could be economics. It could be my kids are driving me crazy. It could be I don't know how to access this service. Whatever it may be, there's no reason not to call them if your family needs help or if another family needs help. And they are very friendly staff. Just so you know, you're going to call. You might have to leave a message. They will get back to you within 24 hours. And then they come out and meet with you to be your advocate, just to talk about what it is and all that you may need. And we know we've heard the stories helping people out of financial jams, helping parents, you know, find some adequate care for their children while they're looking for jobs, whatever it may be. They are equipped to handle it. It's the Supporting Families in Crisis. And I'm going to pause a second while you grab a pen, because you may not need this number, but you can pass this to your friends and family that may. The number is 772-340-5044. Again, 772-340-5044. Will Malone and his entire team are there to help. And, you know, and I brought this up, Ashley, because in the time of holidays, you know, there's always holidays excitement, there's stress, there's expectations. There's just a lot tied into the holidays. And if you know a family that's struggling, please, please give them that number. It is by far one of the most helpful programs for families in need.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to let our guest in.
We can say that every week.
I know we could. I'm going to let our guest in.
Okay. So we have a really great guest with us today. We're kind of joking with him, not really joking with him, but before the show, we were talking about how every time this program comes on, we run out of time to talk about all of the things. And so consider this Chad's hazing, because this is the first time he's appearing on the show as part of this program.
Hopefully they haven't warned you about what's to happen.
But we are really excited to have Chad Adcock with us today from 211. Again, a longtime partner of ours through the Children's Services Council. This is just Chad's first time on the radio show. That's all.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and bring on all the hazing, whatever, paddling or whatever.
No, I'm going to, if we get to a topic, I'm going to give you a great business idea and you can steal it as your own.
Oh my
God. I'm just telling you. But by the way, Ashley, we should
clearly been warned about.
We should let our guests, our listeners know that, you know, we've mentioned this before. It's a podcast. You just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council on your podcast app. We always wondered if anybody actually subscribes to it, but we just learned that Chad, in fact, does subscribe to it. So he's quickly become our favorite guest.
That's right. He's the gold star for the day. So, Chad, I would hope that at least our listeners know about 211 because we talk about it quite a bit. Even when you're not our guest on the radio show, we do talk about 211 and all of the information that residents can find there. But 211 exists in other places besides just the Treasure Coast, lucky for us. But do you want to talk just kind of broadly about what it is that you guys do and the purpose of having a 211 line in a community?
Sure. And just to prove that I do listen and I am a podcast guest, I know that you talk about 211 even when I'm not on here, because you talked about 211 on the Surviving the Holidays episode with Tex and Tim.
Right.
So,
bonus points for Chad for sure.
Yeah. So, and you did mention that 211 does exist in about 97% of the country. Our program here covers the five counties of Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. And, you know, some of the things that we hear, there's a lot of reasons why people call 211. You know, we exist in order to try to provide the resources and the crisis support for anyone who is experiencing life storms, whatever that might be. So, you know, some of the types of calls we hear are, I'm lonely and I just need to talk to somebody, or, you know, my rent has gone up $600 this month. How can I survive? Or, you know, my older son is struggling with substance abuse, or I don't know if my child is developing at the right rate, or is my child normal, and on and on and on and on. So, and, you know, anytime someone calls, they're connected to a resource specialist who's there to listen and empathize and provide the support that they need, and then connect them to the resources that are available.
It's really so interesting, and I'm glad that you kind of ran through some of the reasons that people call. Sean and I had the opportunity last week to spend some time with our statewide Children's Services Council partners, and a lot of them are very close to the 211s in their community, but we actually had a presentation that was done by a group in partnership with 211, and they served as almost like the hotline after Hurricane Ian went through the West Coast. And so I know kind of disaster preparedness, disaster relief is another thing that you guys touch on when that happens, which that in and of itself is like a whole huge program. But I'm glad that you went through some of those calls. I love that you called it life storms, whatever that is, because sometimes like that, in Florida, it's an actual storm.
And I, you know, sometimes really I even liken it to kind of like the windshield wipers on your car. You know, you never think about them until the storm happens. And if they're not working and you don't know where to turn to, that's kind of what 211 is. And we're there for whatever life storms throw at you. And you did mention the, you know, some people don't realize that we do answer a lot of other lines, like the National Disaster Relief Line. Whenever there is a storm here in Florida, you know, those calls come to us. And so we're there in literal and metaphorical storms.
So, Chad, you know, we're out and about in the community, as I know you are. And, you know, part of the thing that we like to do on the show is, you know, sometimes the hardest thing to do when you're in crisis is the first ask for help, right? Like, you know, you got to build up that courage. And that's part of the, not courage, but, you know, and that's part of the reason why we do this show is to kind of let people know that, like, there's help out there, but also it's not as daunting or as intimidating. So, when I call 211, what can I expect? Let's say I'm calling 211 because I need mental health services for my child. Not a crisis, but I just need to find a good therapist, for example. How would that call go?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I love that you hinted at, especially for a lot of us from different cultural backgrounds, have a difficult time even reaching out and asking for help. I know, like, you know, I'm a man who grew up in the 80s, and it was you suck it up and you deal with your problems and you don't ever ask for help. And that's not the world that we live in anymore. And help is available. And all of us have problems. You know, we all have issues that we're dealing with. And if we're not dealing with issues right now, then at some point we will. So it's easy to have that first step, and you can call 211. If you're dealing with your child who needs mental health services and you don't know where to turn to, you can get talk to a trained professional right now, and then also get you to counseling services. You know, our database is available to those, all of the information that's available in that database and all of the resources that are available. We would work with that person to connect them to get the types of counseling that they would need, whether that's through Types and Teens or anybody else. You know, all of the other services that are available, all of the other private that are available, you know, our specialists are trained to make sure that information is up to date and current, and then we can share that information with those callers.
And just to clarify, for like, let's say I call, right? Do I have to give out any personal identification information? And I say that because, you know, there's a lot of suspicion, is that the right word? There's a lot of suspicion hesitation around, you know, divulging too much information. Somebody might come to my house just because I made this call. Do we have to give away personal identifiers when we call?
That's another great question. And no, you do not. A person can call and be 100% anonymous. And we do have those calls. If they want to give the information, it does help us to provide them to the resources that are in their area. But if you just want to call and you're having a rough day and you don't know where to turn to, and you just want somebody to talk to, and you know, maybe you work with an organization and it wouldn't be fitting for you to share that information or whatever it might be, whatever your situation is, you've got private data that you want to keep private. It's 100% 24/7, 365, and 100% confidential.
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah. So I know we've talked a lot before. You mentioned a couple of your potential scenarios that I think kind of hit on some special programming that you guys do. So you do have some, like, anyone can call, absolutely anyone can call, but there are programs where when certain people call, there's some additional support that they can get. So can you talk a little bit about what some of those programs look like?
Yeah, we don't just provide information and resources or crisis counseling. You're right. There are a lot of specialized programs that we have, and every 211 would be different. So this might not be true for listeners outside of our area, but here on the Treasure Coast, we have our Help Me Grow program, which is where parents can get free developmental screenings for their children just to make sure that the child is developing at the right rate. And we do that for children ages 0 to 5. And then if there are issues, the callers are able to connect those families and those parents with the right resources that are available, and then to follow up with social workers to make sure that they're getting the support that they need to develop and to grow as best that they can. We also have, this is a program that we had in Palm Beach County for a while, but we recently got it in St. Lucie County as our special needs helpline. We have a special needs advocate. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but we're actually looking for someone to hire for that special needs advocate. So if that's something that you're interested in, I know Sean usually asks if there are any needs that the nonprofit has. So there, we have that need. You don't have to ask me that question at the end. One of the programs that I love that we do outside of working with children is our Sunshine program, because as you know, there are a lot of seniors that live here that don't necessarily have loved ones close by to check on them. So they can get a free daily check-in call. Just to make sure that they are alive and that they have taken their medicine or have had something to eat. And that program really does save lives. And we also offer that program to the caregivers of loved ones too. So if any of your listeners, for example, have they're an adult, but they have their parents that they're concerned about, they can get them signed up for this program. And then we also provide, like you said, there's never enough time. The My Florida Pet program, on and on and on. We just recently started a first responder helpline, specifically working with first responders, because we know that what they do is very challenging and very difficult. And just to have a peer-to-peer connection so that they can talk that out and on and on. We're always adding more services as well. That's just the nature of it.
And all this can be accessed just by calling 211, right? there's no special number for Sunshine or the first responders. They all just call 211.
Yeah, that's it. You can call directly to 211, or, you know, if you want to dial the 800 number, there is a 1-866-882-2991 number. If you want to text, I know that we have some younger generation that prefer not to talk on the phone, or any generation, actually. if you want to text, you can just text your zip code to 898-211. And that, again, allows us to be able to provide those services for your area. And then we do have chat available. If you want to go on to the website, and if you just do 211 Treasure Coast, you can find it. And then at the top of the page, there's a button that says Get Help Now. And you can chat live with a resource specialist on your computer. And we're starting to see more of those calls, especially in the last couple of years, or types of connections to us in the last couple of years.
So, Chad, this wouldn't be a 211 call unless I pitched you my business idea. And I'm hoping at some point somebody takes advantage of this, because
I'm getting my pen.
All right. It's not that good of an idea, but all right. So it's regarding the Sunshine program. We know, and I know this from personal experience with my mom, elderly folks, especially as they get older, and sometimes, you know, the kids and the grandkids move away, they become isolated, right? That was the story of my mom. She became very isolated and, you know, just watched TV on volume 11 every day. And so it's good to have that connection, right? That call that you get, because it's, like you said, they're not just checking in on it. It's something they can look forward to, and they probably establish a relationship. Here's my business idea. And I'm so disappointed because Ashley's screen is frozen right now for me, so I can't see her reaction when I say this. But so I think you should get voice impersonators to do the Sunshine call. How cool would it be to have somebody from their generation, a voice impersonator, making that call? I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, like a Robert De Niro, a William Dafoe. It could be, you know, anybody. I think that a Bing Crosby, that would be so awesome, I think.
I love this idea, and I'm going to pitch this to the leadership.
All right. I think this might be the first time I've made it to the pitch to the leadership, Ashley.
It might be. I'm going to text Colleen after this and just be like, he did it again.
I'm telling you, I think it would get, I mean, it would be exciting, right? But also, sure. I mean, if you made it generationally appropriate to whatever generation you were, I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that's Frank really Sinatra cool. Or Sophia Loren, or somebody calls me, that would be amazing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, see?
I'm in, I guess.
When I get older, I want Chewbacca, Kermit the Frog. Who else?
Sean's going to keep a list for you, Chad, and we'll just keep you updated as we go.
I want Michael J. Fox and Hulk Hogan and those guys that were my childhood heroes.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a game changer, I'm telling you.
The list is growing.
You can do that. You can do that with your navigation system, right? You can change the voice to like a famous person, I think. So yeah, I think you should be able to do it with your Sunshine calls.
100%.
Okay. Chad is bought in, Sean.
I'm excited. Chad is my favorite person from 211. Not only does he download the podcast, he's actually, he could just be doing this for appearances, but he actually is into the idea.
No, I like it.
So, Chad, I just want to go back. You talked about texting and hinted that maybe there's a certain demographic of our population that might lean more heavily towards that. And that is something that, you know, we've talked about for a while now, because speaking of the conference that Sean and I just attended, there was a statistic that they shared that said that regarding mental health for teens, Baker Acts were increased like 430% in the last 2 years since COVID. And that, I think, is alarming. But, you know, we know from conversation that COVID really had an impact on our teenage population, and that there's been a significant increase in calls to the suicide hotline. There's been significant increase in referrals to mental health services. But you guys have a really almost direct connection to the suicide hotline. And I know that's kind of been something that's been in the news in the last few days. Do you want to address a little bit of what's going on there?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. And we know that they're calling it the third wave of the pandemic. I don't know when the pandemic started or ended, but I know that it's been going on a long time, and it has impacted all of us. I mean, we all deal with the stress of it, and the mental health crisis is out there. It isn't going away. They say it's supposed to be the mental health side of a crisis is 12 to 18 months after the start of the crisis. So I don't know, again, I don't know when that ends or began, but I know we're in that moment right now. And our calls, our call volume is significantly increasing. Obviously, we don't have the full 2022 call volume yet, but we do know that. And you mentioned the 988, this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number that was the three-digit number that was instituted in July. We know that our call volume has significantly increased since that happened. And just to kind of give your listeners an idea, so that number, well, 211 has been the crisis support line in this area for approximately 50 years. And then in the early 2000s, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline 1-800 number, the 1-800-273-TALK, that number was started. And we've always answered those calls at our 211, and we continue to. And then in 2020, Congress voted to come up with the easier to remember three-digit number 988, and they rolled that out in July. So now in this area, if you dial 211 or 1-800-273-TALK or 988, you're still going to get the same resource specialist. And that's important because, like you said, that new 988 number, unfortunately, I know we're recording this on a Monday, last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then up in Sunday, and then up until today, that number was not working. So somebody that was on the Treasure Coast, if they were to dial that number, they wouldn't be able to get anyone. However, if they dialed the 1-800 number, or most easily, if they just dialed the 211, we're still there. We're still answering those calls. So it's important to note that, you know, we're able to answer those calls. And, you know, I know that the in the last year or so, 40% of our callers in one form or another, whatever they might be calling about, they also mentioned that they're struggling with mental health. So you're right. Those numbers are alarming. And it is disproportionately affecting minorities. It is disproportionately affecting, you know, essential workers, those of us who never stopped working, you know, and racial and ethnic minorities and younger adults as well. So just know that help is here. I know Sean mentioned this earlier. Help is here. Help is available. It's free. It's confidential. It's 24/7.
And I think that's, sorry, Sean. I was just going to say, I think it's important for us as advocates in the community, for all of our listeners as advocates in the community, to continue talking about it. Because like you said, as when we started, Chad, like, you don't know how to get help until you're in a situation where you need help. And so if we are out there and continually reminding people that if something comes up, this is available to them, that message just needs to continue being shared, so that if someone is at home one day and, you know, not around their friends or family or coworkers, they remember, oh, right, someone did tell me that if I was in a situation like this, I could call 211 and get help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's also important to note, you know, not to get too deep, but if somebody were to call and they're in a mental health crisis, 211 is connected to the crisis response team through New Horizons. So if they have to send somebody out, if it's that type of crisis where somebody needs to actually go and for lack of a better word, intervene or talk directly with that person face to face, you guys are kind of the conduit, for lack of a better word, to send the crisis response team out.
Yes, absolutely. Or, and we do work with them, or if law enforcement needs to get involved, which, you know, we hope to be able to de-escalate the call so that it doesn't get to that point, but occasionally it is to that point. So yes, we work with them to be able to handle those types of situations, from, you know, everything from I'm just not feeling like myself all the way up through I'm suicidal and I have the means and the motive to do it, and here's how it's going to happen. So yeah, absolutely.
And you know, actually, I have this theory, and it's not proven, so that's why it's not really even a theory. It's just an idea, because a theory that implies you have some type of research behind it. But not only do I think the calls are up because of what happened, what we all just went through collectively through COVID, right? Like, it was by far, you know, a once in 100 years, hopefully, scenario. But who knows what the new normal is. But I also think that part of it is, and we've alluded to it earlier, is that people are now more aware of their mental health and are actually doing something about it, which isn't a bad thing, right? Yeah. I mean, we don't want it to go to a Baker Act where it becomes a crisis where it has to be a, you know, a commitment. But I think more people now are well aware, and the stigma is slowly thawing, if you will, on asking for help, particularly mental health needs.
Yep.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And, you know, I think that, like Ashley said, we have to continue to talk about it, because the more we talk about it, the more people will know that the resources are there and they'll take advantage of them. You know, I wish we had infinitely more mental health resources available in our area. You know, if I had a bucket of money fell in my lap, you know, that's where all that money would go. Is so people would know that that's there and get the help that they need.
You don't just schedule therapists as guests on your radio show to work through your own personal issues like we do.
We do.
I'm just kidding.
This has been very therapeutic for me. So
there we go. All right. So listen, folks, you know, the point of the show is to connect people to resources, things that are available. It is three numbers that, quite honestly, if you forget everything else that we talk about all year round, if you just remember these three numbers, 211, you've pretty much got all your bases covered. And I'm glad you brought it up, Chad, because I used to joke when my daughter was younger, she'd be in the house. I could call out her name. She wouldn't respond. I could call her. She wouldn't pick up the phone. But if I texted her, she would respond because that's how they communicate. So again, if you want to not call, but text, and there is a level of anonymity there in a way that also makes people sometimes feel better. I think actually that's why we get a lot of Facebook messages. But if you text 898-211, again, text 898-211, put in the body of the text your zip code. That way they connect you to the right person in the right area. You can have that conversation there as well. Chad, we are out of time. Can you believe it?
It goes so fast. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. It really was a pleasure. And I'm definitely going to pitch that idea.
You are totally coming back just because you're a great guest, but also because you're pitching that idea. We want to hear how that goes.
We need an update. We need an update there.
All right. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to show up at our holiday concert on Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sunrise Theater. Tickets are free. Just grab them at the box office. And don't forget to write down 211. So when you run across a friend, family, congregation member, whatever it may be that needs help for their family, tell them you can shortcut it all. You can tell them to listen to the show every week, or you can just simply ask them to call 211. All right.
Download the podcast app.
And entirely download the podcast app. We want to thank you, everybody, for listening. We come to you every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Flame. And as Chad just mentioned, if you happen to miss the show, no worries, no fret. Just open up your favorite podcast app and type in Children's Services, type in Community Connections with Children's Services Council. And through magic and something else, it will appear there. And we are grateful for every listen and share. So just a simple reminder, especially during these holidays, that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.